Saul music was very, that we went out with, was very fitting, I think. You know, it's creepy and weird and everything, but it's a problem. And if you have these negative voices all the time, and we do have them, we each have them, whether we realize it or not, you know, we think it's our own thinking negatively about ourselves or someone else, but it's not us. It's coming from outside of us. And sometimes there'll be whole gangs of them. And Christ, what was it, 23 times threw out demons recorded in the Bible. And Sam, if you will, I'd like to play the 23rd Psalm. It's less than a minute, and it's being read. And this is one thing that really frightens these people with the voices away. The voices make them not listen to it. So if you'll play that, Sam.
The Book of Psalms. Psalm 23, a Psalm of David. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Okay, thank you, Sam. Yeah, I'm going to give out the phone number, and anyone wants to call in anytime is good, but I'm going to play some more of this, and you'll hear how these people are affected by anything religious. He says in here, too, that the Muslims that are very religious are, you know, they call them jinn. And Dennis Fetcho, I remember talking about that, how asylums... they would just board them up when they were full of jinn. No one could go in them. So they would keep these demons secured in one location, apparently. But it's very strange when you feel like you're being, you know, kind of dictated to. You kind of wonder what's behind that. But so 512-248-8252. That's 512-248-8252. Or if you need to, 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. And we'll go ahead and listen to some more of him. And I'll jump in if I think I have to. Okay, Sam?
So that was the first pattern I saw. And I thought that was pretty odd. You know? A few months later, I saw a second pattern. They were anti-religious. In the psychiatric rehabilitation center where I worked, they would have these ice cream socials where the preacher would sponsor ice cream social, and he would kind of hold a religious meeting, and then they'd all dance and have ice cream and stuff. And cake and ice cream were hard to come by in the state hospital. And these guys... I noticed that the schizophrenics just stayed on the ward. They didn't want to go down there. It's, you know, they just stayed and stared at the ceiling or read war books or murder mysteries. And I noticed what they were reading. It was all negative stuff. And so I started asking them questions. Well, why aren't you down there with the rest of them, dancing and eating ice cream and having fun? And they went, well, we don't, you know, there is no God. We prayed to God. He didn't help us. You know, we don't like preachers. The Bible doesn't make any sense. So it was consistent. They were consistently negative. They were consistently anti-religious. You know, if they tried to read the Bible, the voices would come and say, that's a bunch of garbage. Why are you wasting your time reading that? I had patients start come to me and said, when we repeat the 23rd Psalm, the voices react to that like worms thrown on a hot frying pan. So it's kind of, well, why would hallucinations be anti-religious? Why would a hallucination care what the person was doing or whether they were going to church or anything like that? So that didn't make sense. So here's these patterns starting to emerge. And they were consistent because I'd find out one from one, and then I'd start asking all the others. And there was no shortage of schizophrenics at the state hospital. And then a third pattern emerged. I noticed that every time the voices attacked these patients, that their energy level went down to nothing. I mean, there was a one-to-one correlation between the voices attacking them and their energy level dropping down to zero when they didn't use that energy. You know, all they were doing was rolling around in bed all night, being beat up by the voices who were attacking them and telling them they were no good and ugly and stupid. So fast forward, at the end of my career, there were like 30 patterns that had emerged. And I'm going to quickly read you these, because those of you who are working with schizophrenics, or those of you who have schizophrenics in your family, can see these patterns for yourself. They're not hidden up in genetics lab. They're not hidden in a biochemical lab. You can see these for yourself. And the bottom line is, if these voices are running patterns, they can't be hallucinations like the psychiatric mafia is insisting. Right? So what the psychiatric mafia is actually doing is they're treating a spiritual disease, because the voices are not the voices drive schizophrenia. You know, that's the cause of paranoid schizophrenia, the voices. If you can get rid of the voices by any means, all symptoms of the schizophrenic vanish. They disappear. The person returns to normal. You get rid of those voices by any means, the person returns back to normal. I'm talking about paranoid schizophrenics, and that's the biggest bunch. Okay, so I'm going to read down quickly through these patterns. And what I want you to notice is that these patterns match exactly what the deep state and the mainstream media have been feeding us throughout this COVID garbage and up to now, right up to this battle we're having in the United States for our survival right now with the deep state. I mean, there's a raging battle over here right now. You know, Britain has given up. They're just sitting there going, no, do whatever you want with us. No, we haven't done that over here. We're fighting. We're fighting hard. And I think we just might win this, because we're exposing them like they've never been exposed before. You know, they're losing ground. The only thing they can really do now is stop the election somehow, because people are waking up to what they're doing. So I'm going to quickly read through these. And what I want you to do is pay attention to how big a correspondence there. Now, what these things are the patterns that schizophrenics hear. These are psychotic individuals that are either in prison or on a psych ward. And these are the patterns that they're experiencing. And you watch, there's a one-to-one correspondence between these patterns and what the mainstream media has been feeding the Western world now since this started with this COVID garbage that they planned out and perpetuated on us, this genocide. Negativity. You look at what they're saying. Constantly negative. You're going to die. You know, wear the masks. Stay away from your friends. They tried to block the churches. I know they did that over here. They did that in Australia. They probably did that with you guys. Don't go to church. Wear the mask. Stay away from, don't go to crowds. Foster and create negative emotion. Constant. That's what they're constantly doing. Fostering fear, fostering negative emotion. Okay? And that's what the voices do. They energetically drain their victims. So that's what they're doing to us. You listen to that broadcast of constantly negative stuff for a while and you don't have any energy left. You know, you're depressed. They get louder when ignored. So you ignore them, they get, the voices get louder, and so does the mainstream media. They're broadcasting their garbage 24 hours a day. You know, they foster isolation. You know, they want the person to be isolated. Stay in your houses. Stay away from friends. Don't go to parties. Keep 6 feet away. Don't go to church. And that's exactly what the voices do. They tell these patients, stay in your bedroom. Don't go around your family. Don't hang around with your friends. One-to-one correspondence. They demand the attention of their victims, just like the mainstream media does for us. They maneuver for increased control over the victim. So the voices are constantly pushing for more and more control over the patient. The mainstream media and the deep state are pushing for more and more control over the population. They gaslight the patient. Mainstream media has gaslighted us constantly. They manipulate our perception. And the voices manipulate the perception of psychotics. Same thing. They have complete access to the schizophrenic's memory. Mainstream media has access to our collective memory. They want to stay in the background. They don't want to be noticed. So the voices don't want anybody, they don't want the patient telling anybody about them. If they go to tell their mom, their family, or anybody else about the voices, the voice that said, you're going to end up in the psych hospital, or they're going to run from you. And unfortunately, that's exactly what happens. You know, so the deep state doesn't want anybody knowing about what they're doing behind the scenes, how they're manipulating people's perception, how they're lying and stealing elections. They're consummate liars. The voices are consummate liars. They lie about everything. You can't trust anything they say. Same thing with the mainstream media and the deep state. You can't trust anything they say. Constant lies, constant deceptions. The voices consistently steer the victim away from anything that might generate joy or peace. Same thing with the deep state. You know, you can't go to dances. We're taking away your YouTube. We're going to restrict the movies you can watch. We're going to restrict the music you can listen to. Same stuff. They short-circuit reason. You know, and look what just happened with the COVID vaccines. They're pushing this, and these people are just like sheep, just injecting this junk into their arms. They have no idea what it is. Okay? The voices try to pass themselves off as thoughts belonging to the victim. Okay, so that's very insidious on the part of the voices, because they appear in the head of schizophrenics or psychotics as their own thoughts. So for the most part, they sound just like the thousands of other thoughts that go through the person's head in a regular day. But the content is very different. You know, the intent is very different. The intent is destructive. So we're all taught from the time we're born that any thought you have in your head belongs to you. That's really bad. That's a very dangerous idea. You know, your thoughts come from outside you. You know, and these voices come from outside of you. Emanuel Swedenborg pushed that 300 years ago when he had access to heaven and hell. He would go. He was one of the top scientists of his day. Some 300 years ago, and he was a chief mining engineer for the Queen of Sweden. He was an astrologer, a physicist, a mining engineer. Very accomplished. At the age of 50, he had a vision of Christ that told him, well, drop all your physical pursuits. We're going to give you access to heaven and hell. We want you to go talk to the demons there. We want you to talk to the angels. We want you to talk to residents there. Come back and write about them so the people know where their thoughts come from. Right? So Swedenborg says none of your thoughts are your own. They either come from heaven or they come from hell. But you're made to think that they belong to you. So what you are is you're the decider as to who you're going to pay attention to. You're going to be paying attention to thoughts from heaven, which come more interior on the interior, like through feelings and intuition. Or you're going to pay attention to the negative thoughts coming in from the outside that you hear as voices in your own mind. Okay? So the Indians, Native Americans here say, well, you've got two wolves in you, you know, and the one you pay attention to the most is the one that's going to be the strongest. So you pay attention to the negative voices coming in, and we all hear them. You know, everybody hears these voices telling them, do this, do that, and not so good things. You know, I've talked to one preacher. I mean, this guy was the most godly guy you'd see. He was standing on the edge of the Grand Canyon, had these voices come into his head, said, jump, just jump. You know, that happens to everybody. You could be walking down the sidewalk, minding your own business, and And the voice tells you, why don't you do this? I was walking with a yogi in Romania the other day, and here's these guys on these motor scooters, these electric scooters, being obnoxious. They're blowing their horns at everybody on the sidewalk. And the thought coming through my head, you know, they're just being obnoxious. They're just pushing their way through the crowd, barging through everybody. And the thought through my mind was, you know, I'd love to just swing my arm and knock one of them off their motor scooter. And I turned to the yogi, and the yogi said, I'd like to cut their head off. And I told him, well, those weren't our thoughts. Those thoughts were coming in from the outside. Everybody gets them. You know.
Yeah, Sam, I think I'll break in here and embarrass myself. Because these kind of things happen to everyone. And I'm wondering if some of this targeting doesn't have to do anything with electronics, you know, or maybe some of it is just your cell phone, whatever, that can set up that electromagnetic frequency. And then you just let darkness take its root. And casting spells, too. And we'll get into that some more, too, with the Luciferian Brotherhood. But when I was little, I was pretty little, too. We used to go sometimes, my family, to a restaurant that was a log cabin. It wasn't real big, but it was built up over a stream, kind of cantilevered over one bank. And it's in the Hemlock Forests up in Pennsylvania. And usually what you needed to do was, they weren't ever that terribly busy, but sometimes the tables were all filled, and we would get the table for family size, and they'd give us family style, you know, everything on a platter, serve ourselves. So we would have to wait sometimes, and we loved it because there was a shallow stream, like I said, that this was built over, and it was probably about maybe 25 feet wide, very shallow. And, you know, we'd just roll up pant legs, or we had shorts on, whatever, and wade in the stream and turn over rocks and things. And I never really told anyone that why I did this, but I went ahead of my father and my sister were there, and went down the stream a little bit further, and there was a rock, and this voice told me to lie down there and hide from my father. You know, and I'm thinking, oh, it's like a game or something, I guess. And I just obediently did it. I laid down in the stream, and I don't remember choking or anything, and I had my eyes open. But my head was, like, beside this rock. So, you know, a little glare on the water, you might not see me at first, right? And my poor father, when he came, just a look on his face, a look of terror. And then I don't remember what happened from there physically, but later, talking with my sister when we were adults, and I was seeing through her eyes where she was on the opposite bank, and my father's seersucker pants rolled up over his knees was running, carrying me. But I was watching this from her vantage point, and I don't remember whatever, you know, but it's just odd that I followed that instruction. And, you know, I keep looking back on that, and it was, you know, and some more details will come about supposedly where this voice was coming from or whatever. So in that same Hemlock Forest, we used to go for drives through there too, and we had a convertible. And this was, I guess, a few years later, maybe not that terribly long, but anyway, so one nice, beautiful afternoon, I guess we had eaten there and we were taking a ride, and you know, the convertible had the car had, the front, I think it was a Pontiac, and the front seats, at least on the passenger side, would fold up so you could get into the back seat. And again, I had this overwhelming voice telling me to kick the back of the seat that my mother was sitting in. And I didn't resist it, and I ended up kicking the seat and, you know, folded up with her in it, not all the way, of course, but just the reaction from the rest of the family. It was like, yeah, you know, whether it was just put off to be an tired brat or what, but I remember those two things. And then there's one I really feel ashamed of. I was a little older. Oh, good. Cliffhanger. I'll tell you when we come back, maybe.
To have you as part of the Wild Pastures family, and we look forward to bringing you the pasture-raised meats that you and your family will love. Now, we started Wild Pastures because so many of my clients would tell me they just couldn't find high-quality pasture-raised meats, and even when they did, it was so expensive that they couldn't afford to eat it regularly. Now, I'm not talking about the bottom-of-the-barrel healthy meats that have claims like natural or free-range or even cage-free, terms that were actually created by the industrial food industry to make us feel all warm and fuzzy about buying their low-quality products. I'm talking about truly nourishing pasture-raised meats, the kind that you'll never really find in a grocery store. Our farmers are doing things beyond organic. Our beef is 100% grass-fed and grass-finished and raised on pastures free from chemicals and other pesticides. Our chickens are 100% pasture-raised, where they get their natural diet of grass and forage and insects. We will never settle for free-range, which is actually one of the most deceptive terms in the chicken industry. In fact, less than 0.1% of the chicken consumed in the United States is truly pasture-raised in the way that ours is. And our pork is 100% pasture-raised as well. So if you care about where your food comes from, then you have definitely made it to the right place. As a Wild Pastures member, you'll be supporting the most highly principled farmers in America and getting the most nutrient-dense, nourishing, and sustainable meats in the world. But I'm confident you'll love being part of our mission at Wild Pastures, and you will really love the delicious, nourishing meats that we're going to deliver straight to your door.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org and click the Wild Pastures banner ad. Secure a shipment today. Beef, poultry, and pork raised the way nature intended.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
I can't get out of not telling this now, but I said I would. And I don't remember exactly how old I was, 13 or 14 maybe. But I had one of the horses grazing, and it had thick rope. And so just, you know, sitting in the grass, and and the horse was kind of mowing the lawn. And a pet cat came up and was playing with the end of the rope. It was fun. We were playing with him. And something kept telling me, tie it around him, you know. And, oh, he can get out of it, you know. Just see if you can tie it around him. You know, just loop it one time. And I did that. I put that around, you know, where he was kind of lying on it. So I just, you know, put one tie through there. And don't you know, the horse freaked out and started to run and ran out of the yard, down the road. And I'm chasing him and the cat screaming. And I forget whether I got the cat out or he managed to get loose and just ran off in the woods. And I never saw him again. It probably killed him. But that really gave me reason to think, why am I following a thought like that? You know, and never do that kind of thing again. It's a horrible lesson, but well learned. And yeah, I didn't foresee anything like that happening, and it was just horrible. Anyway, bad memory. So some of these people, maybe we'll get to it in here since no one's calling in. Share some of your horror stories. You know, it can be about other people too. You know, there was a place where I was staying, and the fellow there had when he was a dying ghost, manic depressive, I guess. But he had taken a dish. He was a decent guy. He took a dishwashing job for a little while, and you know, he really couldn't handle a lot of things, and he, you know, walked out of that then, and he just said it was too much for him or whatever. And so then for his SSI evaluation, I was asked to by another one of his family members if I would write down my observations, you know, what the problem was. There was like three lines or something, and what was very clear, I wrote down, he's unable to sleep and he's unable to stay awake. And that's how it is with people with these kind of problems. So often they just stay up all the time and then they finally crash and sleep all the time, you know? So it's kind of a vicious cycle. And meanwhile, they're being haunted by all these, you know, perverse kind of thoughts. Now, like he had said with religion and the Muslims, but there's no one but Jesus Christ, really. It's Christ and Antichrist, and people like to differ about that, but that's the truth of it. And I guess like Swedenborg, the heaven or hell, heaven and hell. So we're at the bottom of the hour, and we'll be back in a few.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To learn more about this amazing breakthrough, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Subscribe to the Freedom Times monthly newspaper, published since 1985. That's right, 1985. The Freedom Times pulls no punches and observes no sacred cows or taboos. The perilous times we live in are too critical for anything but honest discussion of America's plight. The Freedom Times is the antidote to the lies and distortions of the fake news media. There's no better way to inform and enlighten Americans than by reading the Freedom Times each month. New subscribers may sign up at the special rate of just $29 for 1 year or $55 for 2 years. Subscribe online by going to AmericanFreedomNews.us or mail your subscription to The Freedom Times, P.O. Box 218, Wildwood, Pennsylvania, 15091. That's The Freedom Times, P.O. Box 218, Wildwood, Pennsylvania, 15091. Support America's best patriotic newspaper and one of the very few left by becoming a subscriber to The Freedom Times today.
Here's some interesting news. Due to all the recent claims about possible nuclear wars, viruses, solar flares, and civil unrest, people are scrambling to prepare and stockpile food. But the one thing out of reach for many is an underground bunker. Until now. Because you can now have a 3D printed underground bunker in just one day. An excavator digs a hole in your backyard, and 3DBunkers.com shows up in a small truck and sets up their 3D printer under a tent completely undetected. They can print as many rooms as you want at a fraction of the cost compared to traditional metal bunkers. 3D Bunkers uses polymer concrete, which is 5 times stronger than regular cement. YouTube 3DBunkers.com and watch the video. The creators of 3D Bunkers is looking for a business partner that can help bring this technology to the world. And we need to protect our way of life without living in fear. Contact Brad at 3DBunkers.com for more details or visit 3DBunkers.com.
Thank you, Sam. I see we have a caller. Patrick in Texas.
Hi, Mer.
Hi. Right? How are you?
Yeah, I'm picking you up pretty good. You're talking about the SSRIs, those are psychotropic drugs. The Jews tinkering with our brain housing group there. And we got enough trouble just trying to keep ourselves fed real well. I read this book about this psychiatrist who would tell you people that they've been put away. They were schizophrenic, paranoia, they had already been written off by the medical establishment, that he would just change their diet by adding B vitamins. And, for example, a woman, he said, was worse because they just have a cup of coffee and a donut, which is zero nutrition. Mm-hmm. And they would, I don't know if you know it, but like niacin, they discovered that niacin was a cure for schizophrenia. Mm-hmm. That's long been known. The people couldn't afford meat and cheese or anything nuts. They would come down with schizophrenia. There's also called a disease called pellagra. It goes right along with that. Your skin has disease. And he injected ligature in one arm and niacin in the other, and he didn't come down with it, and therefore discovered that that was a niacin deficiency. But you know you're getting enough B3 niacin when you remember your dreams. You know you're getting enough B12 when you dream in color. It's very important to feed that the brain of ours is insatiable appetite for nutrition.
Yeah, and, that's true. So, but you know it's not just that. We really are in a spiritual warfare, and even with good nutrition, that doesn't do it a lot of times because of what it really is, you know, based on. And this is commonplace. A lot of people will say this, and it does have some bearing, but not entirely. I mean, you can see that all around you, like they're doing in a macroscopic way of, as Jerry was saying, of these demons basically just lying to us about everything and gaslighting us and just causing endless fear. I wouldn't want to be them. It's hard to make people stay afraid all the time, I think.
I think Jesus had it right. You know, these people are a den of vipers. He's not just saying one of them, all of them, you know. And he says that woman, the Canaanite woman, that says, you know, I can't give the dogs as for the children of Israel. But that's not uncommon, though. It's like, the Canaanites, where you get the term cannibal. So they are definitely, you know, on some kind of a wrong influence, let's put it that way. And then we know that, like Sabbatai and Zeti, you know, he said salvation through sin. And then we got the Talmud. You know, they just seem to migrate to that type of, I don't know, that mindset.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's accepted practices. Some of this Luciferian Brotherhood, children are raised to learn how to prepare human meat, make sausages. And, it has a lot to do with that, the upbringing. And especially when it's purposely done to harm. But Jesus, again, is the only way to heal and get out of these situations, you know?
Absolutely. You're programmed the first 7 years. You know, you're basically, it's like writing your software. And you're, mm-hmm. you're stuck with that for the rest of your life. Unless you're, you know, you learn how to counter it, you know, with your, you know, with counter programming.
Yeah. Well, you know, they say a three-year-old, by the time you're three, your personality is set. So,
right.
You know, you learn, of course, and can relearn and unlearn, but your personality itself is set. And I think probably more and more children don't learn to be, where they care about others. If they don't learn it by then, it's... you know, and then that feeds into this demon voices thing. You know, we think of all the different serial killers that, as children, they abused animals, you know?
Exactly.
So, like I said, with the horse, it was accidental, but I will never forget that. And I really wondered if I should share it, you know, because it just left such a painful memory. Because I just love animals and people and, you know, so... But be careful, you know, you'll think these are your thoughts, but they aren't. They're coming from outside of you. And I told about on one of my radio shows here at the beginning, back the end of last year and the beginning of this year, this promo shows that about the accident with the Volkswagen. And I could hear Jesus inside me. You know, he said, "You asked for my help. Now let me." You know, I called out to him, "Jesus, please help me." And he did. And you can hear that whole thing there somewhere. But I think we have another caller, too. Rick in Louisiana on line three. Thank you, Patrick. You know, we'll talk some more. Are you there, Rick?
You can hear me okay?
Sure.
Yeah. Hi. I was calling. I was listening to the show, and I've heard you and I've heard Jerry, Mr. Marzinski speak before in other interviews. And, I've had some, I've been observing a lot of what's been going on with COVID, and it's you know, recently you know, I've had a close friend, and you know after this Israeli thing happened this week with the bombings and all that, I mean with the attack on you know, Israel by whomever there with the Hamas, and it's just like my friend, you know, he just has totally lost his mind, and he's like, you know, it's just like what you were talking about a minute ago. He was comparing COVID and to the voices and whatnot. Am I making any sense here? I'm trying to make my statement a little nervous, but
don't be nervous.
Like,
you know, it's a spell. This whole COVID thing, Divok. It's I don't know if you can see in the chat room, probably not, but Bogdan Herzog wrote an article, I guess, from Romania in May of 2020, and I found it in June and been sharing it ever since. And it points out how this Divok, you know, they write the opposite direction, right? So COVID is Divok, and there's a demon on your back. And that's what this whole scenario is based on.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And it's been very difficult to communicate with people since this whole thing began. It's been difficult, you know, for years, but this is just taking it up another notch. And anyway, I think I'll just listen. I don't think I have a great connection here, but I'm enjoying the show. Thank you very much.
Oh, thank you. You're coming through good and loud and clear. Yeah, these kind
I
of
am.
Subjects. Thank you. Thank you, Rick.
Okay.
Yeah, keep it up. Keep talking if you want.
Yeah, well, I wanted to say also, if you can hear me okay, I've been in a couple of these places over the years, you know, these institutions for treatment, and, you know, going back to the early 80s, and, you know, just made a lot of observations. I've been on all these medications in the beginning, gotten off them since, you know, with the so-called, what do you call it, the chemical imbalance. I always thought that was nonsense. There was no testing to prove that. And, that's just the most nonsense.
And these drugs they use are not the same as SSRIs, I don't think. And they're really strong. And Jerry makes the point that some of these really psychotic cases are so dangerous, they really need to be, you know, settled down, you know, have their energy taken or whatever, but these drugs shrink the brain, literally.
Yeah, I think in many cases they've been linked to Parkinson's and other diseases like that, debilitating poisons.
Well, what's so aggravating is they don't care, and more than that, they want this to happen because it brings about the demise and misery, which is part of the demonic stuff, right? And they get rich off of it. I think it's
absolutely.
A little later he goes into like $1,000 a month or something, I think he said, or and then he goes into a thing how like every 6 months they go in for a checkup and it's $10,000 and they get the meds and then they go off of them and they go back in, and so it's like $20,000 a year, you know? So it's
absolutely.
Just a money-making enterprise.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rick.
Bye-bye.
Call again. Yeah, so let me see. We don't have anybody here right now, and I don't want to tell any harrowing tales from my own life. So, not that I really have that many, but I'd say they're mostly pretty good. So if you'll pick up where we left off there with Jerry, we'll play some more of that, Sam, if you don't mind. Okay, thank you.
Isolated. Stay in your houses. Stay away from friends. Don't go to parties. Keep 6 feet away. Don't go to church. And that's exactly what the voices do. They tell these patients, stay in your bedroom. Don't go around your family. Don't hang around with your friends. One-to-one correspondence. They demand the attention of their victims, just like the mainstream media does for us. They maneuver for increased control over the victim. So the voices are constantly pushing for more and more control over the patient. The mainstream media and the deep state are pushing for more and more control over the population. They gaslight the patient. Mainstream media has gaslighted us constantly. They manipulate our perception. And the voices manipulate the perception of psychotics. Same thing. They have complete access to the schizophrenic's memory. Mainstream media has access to our collective memory. They want to stay in the background. They don't want to be noticed. So the voices don't want anybody, they don't want the patient telling anybody about them. If they go to tell their mom, their family, or anybody else about the voices, the voice had said, you're going to end up in the psych hospital, or they're going to run from you. And unfortunately, that's exactly what happens. You know, so the deep state doesn't want anybody knowing about what they're doing behind the scenes, how they're manipulating people's perception, how they're lying and stealing elections. They're consummate liars. The voices are consummate liars. They lie about everything. You can't trust anything they say. Same thing with the mainstream media and the deep state. You can't trust anything they say. Constant lies, constant deceptions. The voices consistently steer the victim away from anything that might generate joy or peace. Same thing with the deep state. You know, you can't go to dances. We're taking away your YouTube. We're going to restrict the movies you can watch. We're going to restrict the music you can listen to. Same stuff. They short-circuit reason. You know, and look what just happened with the COVID vaccines. They're pushing this, and these people are just like sheep, just injecting this junk into their arms. They have no idea what it is. Okay? The voices try to pass themselves off as thoughts belonging to the victim. Okay, so that's very insidious on the part of the voices, because they appear in the head of schizophrenics or psychotics as their own thoughts. So for the most part, they sound just like the thousands of other thoughts that go through the person's head in a regular day. But the content is very different. You know, the intent is very different. The intent is destructive. So we're all taught from the time we're born that any thought you have in your head belongs to you. That's really bad. That's a very dangerous idea. You know, your thoughts come from outside you. You know, and these voices come from outside of you. Emanuel Swedenborg pushed that 300 years ago when he had access to heaven and hell. He would go. He was one of the top scientists of his day. Some 300 years ago, and he was a chief mining engineer for the Queen of Sweden. He was an astrologer, a physicist, a mining engineer. Very accomplished. At the age of 50, he had a vision of Christ that told him, well, drop all your physical pursuits. We're going to give you access to heaven and hell. We want you to go talk to the demons there. We want you to talk to the angels. We want you to talk to residents there. Come back and write about them so the people know where their thoughts come from. Right? So Swedenborg says none of your thoughts are your own. They either come from heaven or they come from hell, but you're made to think that they belong to you. So what you are is you're the decider as to who you're going to pay attention to. You're going to be paying attention to thoughts from heaven, which come more interior on the interior, like through feelings and intuition. Or you're going to pay attention to the negative thoughts coming in from the outside that you hear as voices in your own mind. Okay? So the Indians, Native Americans here say, well, you've got two wolves in you, you know, and the one you pay attention to the most is the one that's going to be the strongest. So you pay attention to the negative voices coming in, and we all hear them. You know, everybody hears these voices telling them, do this, do that, and not so good things. You know, I've talked to one preacher. I mean, this guy was the most godly guy you'd see. He was standing on the edge of the Grand Canyon, had these voices come into his head, said, jump, just jump. You know, that happens to everybody. You could be walking down the sidewalk, minding your own business, and you know, the voice tells you, why don't you do this? I was walking with a yogi in Romania the other day.
Let me throw a couple things in here, Sam. I think maybe we heard some of this. I don't know. I listened to it before, so it might be just that. But, you know, when Brother Nathaniel Kapner was on one of the times as a guest on RBN, and I hear he takes meds or needs to or something, but he was talking about how neurotic Jews are and how he liked to go to Christian homes when he was a boy, his friends, because they were so calm and kind. And I remember James in Vancouver called in the hour after he was there and said how his, you know, he has some Jewish in him, and he said his father's side of the family was very neurotic like that, and he thought there may have even been murder there. So, you know, these things can lead, these negative thoughts can lead to some tragic consequences. So Jim Lee, now, that had called into my show and has climateviewer.com and .org, some apps, and on YouTube, he has a site too. And on one of those YouTube interviews, he was talking, I guess it was with Christopher Gardner, Topher HQ is his .com is his site, but he was talking about somewhere they had stayed, he and his family, and they were up on a high floor, and he doesn't like heights to begin with, but he was out on the balcony or whatever, and found himself up on his tiptoes, and something kept telling him, you know, thoughts in his mind, it's demons, and he figured it was targeting, you know, which is an interesting thing that we have this targeting now, so we can blame it on something other. Again, the greatest lie, greatest trick the devil's ever done is to make us think he doesn't exist, right? Because then, oh, well, God doesn't exist either. Well, that's where we mess up. But anyway, so he was kept feeling that way, realized he was up on his toes, and got down and crawled into the room they were staying off the balcony. And these urges can be unbelievably strong. And so it doesn't hurt to memorize the 23rd Psalm and recite it if you feel it, feel a need, even just thinking it in your mind. And just praying, just a simple prayer. But we're going to have a lot harder times. You know, it's going to ratchet up more and more in the lies. And I think you're better off not paying any attention to the media, this Christian information radio, with them backing the Israelis. And what kind of track record do they have? Well, they're always lying. So, of course, they're going to be lying. They've always wanted this land. And now they've got the people that are left, that 2.4 million or whatever, herded into this spot that's blocked off at the sea and at the both ends of the country, what, Lebanon and Egypt, and then Netanyahu telling them to get out, right? Get out of your homes, right? And then them strafing them, bombing them out of existence. And from what I understand, there's quite a few Christians in Palestine too. So, of course, that's part of the target. It's always going to be that way. But if you trust in him, you will find peace that passes understanding, as he promises. And you can help others, you know, try to be cheerful with them. And you know, even when I'm thinking something negative about someone who I feel deserves it, I've been stopping and thinking, you know what, let me try praying for them. Let's do that instead today, and let God's will be done. So, well, I don't know how boring this show was, but I find it terribly interesting, and I'll post this again in the chat room where Jerry's speaking, and I think you enjoy watching the whole thing, learn some more about this. So thank you for listening, everyone, and thank you for calling in, Rick and Patrick. And posiba, da svidaniya. God go with.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.